Welcome to the Community Power Break. This is Linda Sink. I'm sitting with Deborah Hendricks, I believe the CEO or Executive Director of Parents Challenge. Super excited to have you in the studio with us.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
Awesome. So I would love to share with the community what Parents Challenge is about. How did you get involved? Can you tell us a little bit?
Absolutely. So Parents Challenge has been around 21 years, and it started Joyce and Steve Shuck started the organization for the purpose of supporting low-income families around their educational choice.
Okay.
They felt that if you weren't satisfied with the school in your neighborhood, you couldn't necessarily move to a new neighborhood, you couldn't necessarily transport your kids to a private school, and so what do those families do? They just settle for whatever is being provided.
Right.
And he felt that we wanted to give them choice, the opportunity for them to be able to decide what's in their child's best interest, and based on that, to then have some resources to back that up.
Wow, that's amazing. So 21 years. Have you been with the organization that long too?
No, not at all. I've been with the organization for about 7 years.
You must like it.
I do. Okay. I do. It's a great organization, and we have some awesome stories of families that have benefited from being part of Parents Challenge.
That's great. Where are you at? How do people find you?
Well, we're located downtown, but if anybody is interested in getting involved in Parents Challenge or being a Parents Challenge family, just go to our website, parentschallenge.org, and there's a registration on there. They can apply, and at that point, then they're connected in our system, and we will reach out to them.
Okay, and then question from me, or maybe the community would be, is this only during like school time, preschool time, back to school time, or is this a year-long thing? How does this work?
So we have families certainly that have been with us for more than the 7 years that I've been in the program. It is K-12.
Okay.
That's what we support, kindergarten through 12th grade. And once a family becomes part of Parents Challenge, they're in it until they no longer have a 12th grader.
Oh, wow.
And so there's no time period. You can apply at any time. We work certainly within the school calendar. Mm-hmm. So we operate from July to June. But we provide resources for our families all year long.
Great thing. That sounds like a wonderful, I've never heard of it before. So I'm learning as we go here. So it's all year long. Anybody can apply. Are there people out there that have not heard about it? How do we share this with them? Do we introduce them to you? Do we send them to the website? Maybe they're too proud. How does that work?
So one of the things that we tell people is that our program is designed to be a hand up and not a handout. And our goal is to empower our parents to be successful in advocating for their, we call them scholars, advocating for their scholars. And the ability to do that sometimes is you've got to learn how to navigate the educational system, but you also have to know what resources are out there to support your kiddos. Because sometimes if it's a special needs child or a child that might be gifted in a certain area, what do you do? Where do you go? What resources are available to them? Mm-hmm. So we really just introduce opportunities for families. And frankly, as we tell them, we don't tell you what to do. We just give you resources, and then you can decide at that point what's going to work best for your child as well as for your family as a whole.
So they get to make a more educated decision.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Our goal is to make them better education consumers.
That's great. So leads me to my next question is, how are you sustainable? How are you able to stay in business? Are you a for-profit, nonprofit? Are you looking for sponsors? How does that work?
So we are a nonprofit organization, and we look for individuals, corporations, foundations to support us so that we can then financially support these families. Any families that are involved, we provide them with financial assistance as well as information and resources to help in this space. We support all choice, private, traditional public, charter public, homeschool, online.
Wow.
Again, we want parents to decide what's in their child's best interest.
That sounds great. That's amazing. So tell us again where people can find you, how they can find you online, phone numbers, anything like that.
So anyone interested in getting involved in Parents Challenge or just understanding what we do can go to our website, parents.com. www.thebusinesschallenge.org. Fill out an application or send in a contact form to say, I just want to get more information. And we will then get back to them. And if they are eligible, meaning that they're free and reduced lunch, we will then put them on our wait list, get them involved in the program, and begin providing those resources to help their families.
What an amazing opportunity, Miss Deborah. Thank you so much for being here. I learned a lot. I hope our listeners learned a lot. You're welcome back anytime.
Well, thank you. I appreciate the opportunity.
Wonderful. You're listening to the Community Power Break. This is Linda Sink.
Thanks for listening to the Community Power Break on KPPF. Tune in for the Community Power Break weekdays in the noon hour on KPPF.